Think you'd better ring up Dr. Ferris and tell him to hurry.
Oh, he'll be here soon, Mum.
I can't understand what's the matter with Dad. Why did he want to stay in bed? Did he tell you last night that he was seriously ill?
Oh, no, Mum. Dad just thought it'd be easier for the doctor to examine him if he stayed in bed.
I know you, Dad. I can read him like a book. There's something very serious the matter, and he's keeping it from me. He wasn't strong enough to get out of bed this morning.
Mum, I don't think Dad's as bad as all that. Anyway, the doctor will be here in a minute.
Dave, I don't know whether we should have this young doctor from the city. What about sticking to our old friend Dr. Pearson? He knows all about it.
Well, Dad wants Dr. Ferris to have a look at him, but don't worry your head, Mum. I think he'll be all right.
What were you and Dad talking about for so long here last night?
We were just having a bit of a yarn, that's all.
It was about Dad's health, wasn't it?
Well, we did talk about it a bit.
Did he tell you what was the matter with him? Now, you tell me the truth, Dave. What is the matter with your father?
I don't know, Mum. You'll have to ask the doctor when he comes.
Oh, Dave, you can see I'm worried out of my mind. Your dad has never been like this before. He's always been one to get out of bed early in the morning. Today, he says he must stay in bed until the doctor comes. Now, tell me the truth, Dave. What's the matter with Dad?
I don't know, Mum. Honestly, I don't. I'm just as worried as you are.
It's my fault. I've been neglecting your dad lately. I've been selfish. I should have taken more notice when he told me he had a pain in the chest.
Oh, you can't blame yourself, Mum. You weren't to know it was something serious.
Then it is something serious.
I don't know, but the doctor will find that out when he comes.
Ah, here he is at last, thank goodness. All right, I'll let him in. Ah, good morning, Dr. Ferris.
Good morning, Mum. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Doctor.
Come in, Doctor. The patient is in bed waiting for you.
Patient is in bed?
Yes, Dad thought he'd stay in bed until you came along. See, Dad's a bit worried about himself.
Oh, is he really very ill?
Well, he's got a few things wrong with him, I think.
Will you come in and see him right away, Doctor?
Certainly, Mum.
Do you want me to come in with you?
No, it's quite all right. I prefer to make my examinations alone, if you don't mind.
Just in this room, Doctor.
And we'll be waiting here. Be as quick as you can, won't you, Doctor? And don't keep anything from us.
I trust it's nothing serious. I won't be long.
Now, Dave, what did you mean when you told the doctor that Dad had several things wrong with him?
I didn't say that.
Well, you said something like it, Dave. Can't you try and comfort me?
Now, don't worry, Mum. Dad'll be all right soon.
Your father has been keeping something from me. You know he'll never have me worried about anything, and he's told you the truth. There's something serious the matter. Now, Dave, you must tell me. It's your duty. Can't you see I'm upset, Dave?
Oh, Mum, I'm sorry. Now, please don't upset yourself.
What's the matter with Dad?
Well, he might have appendicitis.
Appendicitis?
Yeah.
They have to operate for that, don't they? Why didn't you tell me before? I hope it's not too late. Appendicitis is very serious.
Oh, well, it mightn't be appendicitis, Mum.
How do you know?
It might be apoplexy.
What are you talking about?
Well, we looked it up in the doctor's book last night, and Dad thought he might have apoplexy. His face does get red sometimes, and he breathes very hard.
Yes, that's true. Oh, and it's a most serious thing, too. Oh, Dave, what will we do?
Oh, now, don't get upset again, Mum. It mightn't be apoplexy. It might only be bronchitis.
How do you know that?
Well, we looked that up in the doctor's book, and Dad couldn't make up his mind what he had.
Bronchitis? I know. Mrs. Matthews at the hotel had bronchitis last year, and she was very ill. I hope Dad hasn't got it. They didn't think Mrs. Matthews would get over it at one time. I don't know why your father didn't tell me he had bronchitis.
Oh, but he mightn't have bronchitis, Mum. It's just possible that he's got gastritis. We looked that up in the book, but Dad wasn't sure, see?
How many things has he got? He must be a very sick man indeed.
Yes, I think he is pretty crook, Mum.
Oh, and he's been ill all this time and I haven't known. It just shows what a fine, brave man he is, Dave. But I'll look after him. I'll nurse him back to health and strength,
oh,
I will.
Oh, he'll be all right, ma'am.
If good nursing and care and attention can make him well, he'll soon be well, Dave, I promise you that. But I hope he doesn't need to have an operation.
Yes, I hope not, too. Yeah, doctor's in there a long time, isn't he?
Oh, yes. I could tell from Dr. Ferris's face last night that he thought there was something serious the matter with Dad. We've had nothing but trouble lately. What with Dad's illness and being charged for being in the hotel, I don't know where I am.
Oh, everything will come out all right, Mum.
Yes. Oh, well, we all have our troubles, I suppose, and we've got to face them bravely.
You know, Dad'll be pretty wild if he knows I told you what was wrong with him. You'd better not say I said anything, Mum. It'll only upset him.
But what is wrong with him?
Well, I'm not sure, but he's probably got one of those things I mentioned.
Well, we'll just have to sit down here and wait patiently until Dr. Ferris comes out. I'll make him tell me the truth.
Thank you, Dad. That completes my examination.
All right, Doctor. Now, don't spare me. Tell me the truth. There's no need to soft-soap me about it. I want to know exactly what's wrong. Must I have an operation?
Oh, no, certainly not. It won't be at all necessary.
Oh, that's good.
I made a pretty thorough examination, and for a man of your age, you're in fairly sound condition.
But what about that pain in my chest?
Well, as far as I can gather from my present observations, it's a form of violent indigestion. Of course, I said you were pretty sound, but you must take reasonable care. You lead a very active life, don't you, Dad?
Well, pretty active. I'm a farmer, you know. I've been a farmer all my life.
Most of you farmers seem to forget that the years keep passing on, and you don't get any younger. I wouldn't overdo things if I were you.
Well, is there something wrong with my heart? Is that the cause of that pain?
Oh, no, your heart is in very fair condition. But I'd just take things easier if I were you. Don't try and do too much.
What are you keeping from me, Doctor?
I'm not keeping anything from you, Dad.
Are you sure I haven't got anything serious?
Well, you can get your local doctor to have a look at you if you like. From my observations, you seem to be in fairly sound condition. But I'd just take things easy if I were you.
Then there is something serious the matter.
No, nothing really serious.
But what about that pain in me chest?
Well, I'll give you a mixture for that. And if you take it just before meals, I think it'll do you a lot of good.
Are you going to put me on a diet?
Oh, that won't be necessary. I'll write out the prescription.
Mum said that you'd want to write a prescription, and she left a pencil and paper on the dressing table for you.
Thanks, I'll just use my fountain pen.
All right. Now, if there is anything really the matter, I want you to tell me, Doctor. Do you think I ought to stay in bed?
Certainly not. You can get up today.
Well, I was reading the medical book last night, and I thought I might have got quite a lot of things.
If you take reasonable care, you'll remain in good health for many years.
But why have I got to take reasonable care?
Because you're not getting any younger. When you get up suddenly out of a chair, do you notice any shortness of breath?
Yes, I do get a bit breathless at times. What does that mean? Have I got to stop getting up suddenly out of a chair?
Oh, no, but don't be too impulsive about your actions. There. I've completed the prescription. If you have that made up at the chemist, I think you'll find it'll help you. Now, would you like Mum and Dave to come in? I suppose they're anxiously waiting.
Yes, ask them to come in.
Very well. Oh, Mum and Dave, will you come in? Dad wants to see you.
All right, we're coming. What's happened, Doctor? Tell us the worst.
Oh, nothing very serious.
Has he got to stay in bed for weeks? I'll nurse him and I'll look after him. I'll give him every care and attention.
Well, that won't be necessary. He can get up today, for that matter.
What? But I thought he was very ill.
Hey, of course I'm not ill. I've only got to take care of myself. That's all. I haven't got to get out of chair suddenly.
Well, if you'll send this prescription to the chemist and have it made up, you'll find it'll help Dad considerably.
I'll take it into the chemist today. But what's the matter with him, Doctor?
Oh, just a little touch of indigestion.
But why has he got to take care of himself?
Well, he's not getting any younger, you know. I was just giving him some advice.
But hasn't he got appendicitis?
He has not.
Well, has he got bronchitis?
Certainly not.
Has he got apoplexy?
Of course not. I see no symptoms of it.
Well, has he got gastritis?
Well, he may have had some gastric trouble in his time, but there's no trace of it at present.
Then there's nothing the matter with him at all.
Just a touch of indigestion.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ferris. I appreciate you coming over very much, and I'll never be able to repay you. Now, send your bill in the usual way.
Oh, that'll be all right, Dad. I'll see you before I go. Don't forget the fancy dress ball.
Fancy dress ball? What fancy dress ball?
Didn't you know that the Smiths were giving a fancy dress ball a sort of New Year party?
Of course I knew. They rang me up about it. They decided on it at the last minute, but with all the worry and upset, I forgot about it.
Well, I hope to see you there. Dad will be well enough to go anyway. Now, if you'll excuse me, I promised to go out riding with Mabel.
Oh, have you?
Yes, and I'm running late now. It's all right. I can let myself out. Good morning.
Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. Sarah. Just go and ring up Dr. Pearson at once.
What for, Dad?
I don't believe that young fella knows what he's talking about. I've got more than indigestion.